Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest's wife had a prophetic dream, and she gave her husband an urgent warning from God. And the warning was this: if you do not pray correctly, people will die. He got a revelation of how praying correctly is. Anyone interested in finding out? Me too.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Is God ready to bring a tsunami wave of healing onto planet Earth today? Sid Roth has spent over 40 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Robert Henderson, I don't know about you, but if my wife had come to me with a dream like that, that would have put the fear of God within me. How'd you react?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what it did. I mean, it whenever she said to me that the Lord has said, tell Robert that if he does not pray for them correctly, they will die. It did put the fear of God in me, but it also kind of frustrated me because I was like, well, what do I do with that? I mean, I'm doing the best I know how. I'm praying for these people. We're seeing people healed, but we were seeing some others that were not healed. And I knew God was addressing that.
Okay. So you were really seeking God, and he gave you a revelation of God in three dimensions of prayer. Explain
yes.
that.
Yes. In the book of Luke, Jesus, whenever his disciples ask him in Luke 11 to teach them to pray, he actually, in the book of Luke 11, he gave them two dimensions, and then in Luke 18 added the third dimension. He first said, when you approach God, approach him as Father. He said that they should say, our Father which art in heaven. And then he said in Luke 11, verses 5 through 8, and which of you having a friend? So the second realm is approaching God as friend, but then the third realm is in Luke 18, where he said that there was a judge, an unjust judge, that a widow came before. And the Bible is not saying that God is an unjust judge we have to convince. The whole issue is, if this widow could get a verdict from an unjust judge, how much more can we get a verdict from God, our righteous judge? And so that's the third dimension of prayer, stepping into the courts of heaven, where that we begin to deal with every legal issue that's stopping us from getting the full benefit of what Jesus paid for.
You explain that one of the biggest hindrances is the devil has legal rights against us. Explain that.
Yes, that is the biggest thing, is that the enemy uses legal things in our own personal life, but also in our bloodlines, that he uses issues that become legal things that are used to resist God's purposes in our life. Peter addressed this in 1 Peter 5:8 when he said, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary. That's the Greek word antidikos, and it means one who brings a lawsuit. So the enemy is occupying a legal position, building a case so he can bring a lawsuit, so the Bible says he can devour. You see, he can only devour when he's discovered a legal right. And in the realm of healing, when the enemy is devouring us with sickness and disease, it's because he has discovered quite often something legal that's giving him the right to do that.
Tell me about your friend that had the tumor.
Yes, my friend was suffering from a pituitary gland tumor. I think he had been in the condition for at least 6 weeks. And every 10 minutes, this intense pain would wash over him. The doctors could not get the pain relief. They had him on medicine, all sorts of things. We had prayed a couple of times, but nothing had changed. And all of a sudden, he called me and he said, would you please pray for me again? And I, at this point, and he's African American, I said, okay, we need to deal with issues in your bloodline. And I said, because in Africa, at every city gate, there is an altar that dedicates that city to demon powers and dedicates the inhabitants of that city. And your ancestors would have lived in one of those cities. So we need to come before the courts and we need to ask that from the courts, there would be an annulling of those covenants that were made in your bloodline that dedicated you and your bloodline to the devil. And so I led him through this prayer and through this process. He got up that night and went to the couch area in the living room, and he prayed one more time. He said, Lord, please heal me. He found himself awake the next morning with no pain, completely healed, all the issue gone, because we had dealt with the legal right the enemy had used to afflict him with that sickness.
And you find people stage 4 cancer.
Yes.
That when you find the legal right and get rid of it, then it's a given.
Absolutely. I was just in a conference and a lady walked up to me and said to me, she said, I just need to tell you. She hadn't even read my new book. She just said, I just took the principles that you have spoken of and I went before the courts in behalf of my mother and over a process of time dealt with legal issues that the enemy was using. And she said, my mother is now completely healed of stage 4 cancer, completely freed from it.
Well, another one of the holds the devil has over people is words you have spoken or words that have been spoken about you. Did you know you can get rid of those? I mean, right now, we'll be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube, Mishpucha. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Now, Robert, you talk about going to the courts of heaven for healing. Explain what you mean by that. When you say go, am I like closing my eyes and I'm there? Or how do I do this?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because some people have a mystical view. Mm-hmm. I'm not that mystical, even though I do believe in a very spiritual dimension. But when I go into the courts, it's a realm of faith. You see, I see in the Word of God that there is a real court in heaven. And so I, by faith, began just to move and posture myself there.
So you might say you're using your sanctified biblical imagination.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And see, in Hebrews 5:14, it says that strong meat belongs to those who by reason of use have exercised their senses, those prophetic senses, to discern both good and evil. And so as I step into that dimension, I'm trying to be sensitive. I'm trying to feel. I'm trying to hear. I'm trying to see. I'm just trying to let the Holy Spirit give me direction. But everything I'm doing by faith. And so I meet a lot of people that have some very significant seeing abilities, which I don't necessarily have, even though I see on some level. But I find that me moving into the courts by faith, I get just as much breakthrough, if not more, than those who have these encounters so often. I mean, I appreciate all the ones that have these wonderful encounters, but I have found it's not necessarily essential to be able to function here. We can actually, by faith, move ourselves into these realms that Jesus said are available to us and see breakthrough come.
Now, the devil builds a case against us. What would you say is the greatest legal transaction in history?
I say the cross is. The cross is the greatest legal transaction. See, because when Jesus said in John 19:30, it is finished, he was saying every legal mandate is now met.
So then why do we have to get rid of these things that are being used against us?
Because a verdict, which is what the cross is, the cross allowed the verdict to come into the earth. It is the greatest legal verdict. It's the greatest legal transaction. That verdict has to be executed into place, because a verdict not executed in place has no power. It has no power to have an effect. So we in the courts of heaven, what we're actually doing is we are executing into place the finished works of the cross so that we get the full benefits of everything Jesus died for. And we move any legal resistance that the enemy would be using out of the way through his blood. We take the blood and we overcome the accuser by the blood. We move that out of the way so that we can have the fullness of what belongs to us.
Explain to me how dangerous word curses are, either people that have spoken against us or that we have spoken against.
Yes, absolutely. I believe that anybody's negative words against us can have an effect, but I really believe that people that in two areas, people that we are under their authority are people that carry a realm of spiritual authority. If they speak against us, then we need to undo those words. We need to know how to go and undo them, because Isaiah 54, 17 said, "No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises in judgment," it said, "we shall condemn, for this is our heritage as the servants of the Lord and our righteousness." My right to stand before Him in the courts is from Him.
All right, but what if we don't know that they've done it? They've been doing it in secret.
Yes, I can tell you a little story here. My wife was sick. We couldn't get her well. She was struggling through some things. She was on medication, everything, nothing would change. I had a seer gift, actually just staying at my house, just visiting and staying at the house. And she looked at me and she said, the seer gift looked at me and she said, "Well, have you taken Mary into the courts?" And because I'm the court guy. And I said, "Well, no, I really haven't." And she said, "Well, let's do that." So we began to pray together. Suddenly, this seer begins to see, if I was to call the prophet's name, they would be known. They see this prophet standing before the court of heaven speaking against my wife. Now, I'm not under this person's authority or anything, but they're speaking against my wife. And as we dealt with that word curse that was being spoken by this person who carries spiritual authority, my wife got well. My wife was completely healed.
Now, what if you don't have a seer type of vision? Can you lead us in a prayer to get rid of these word curses if we don't know them?
Absolutely. I think, again,
do that right now.
In this realm of faith, we can do this. So just let me just pray for us. Father, even as we would come by faith into the courts of heaven, Lord, any curse, word curse that we have spoken or that has been spoken against us, I'm asking, Lord, for the blood to speak in our behalf. And I want you to say this. Say, Lord, as I stand before you,
Lord, as I stand,
I am asking that any curse of words
that any curse
working
words
against me,
working against
from
me,
from people in authority, or that carry authority,
even
from my own mouth,
or even from my
Lord,
own mouth.
I am so sorry.
Lord, I'm so
I repent.
Sorry. I repent.
I ask for the blood to speak for me.
I ask for the blood to speak
and for this,
for me.
These words to be annulled.
And for these words to be annulled.
And for everything that has been recorded in heaven.
And for everything that's been recorded.
That these words are now stricken and removed.
That these words are now stricken and removed.
And their legal right is revoked.
And their legal right is
and
revoked.
I am now freed from them.
And I am now freed
and
from
able
them.
To be healed.
And able to
right
be healed.
Now.
Right
in
now.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Amen.
Amen.
I have heard people, when they get hold of this understanding, it's like a whole new paradigm for getting the manifestation of healing has developed. And I understand why your wife had that dream. That if you don't pray right, many will die. How would you like Robert to pray right for you when we come back?
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Robert Henderson received a new download from the Lord on how you can receive that long-awaited healing. It's time to end the delay. Now, Robert wants to share these brand new supernatural keys so that Satan cannot stop you any longer from receiving your healing. Call now and get Robert Henderson's brand new book and exclusive three-part audio CD teaching, Receiving Healing from the Courts of Heaven, Removing Hindrances That Delay or Deny Healing. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9531.
When you learn to present your evidence in the courts of heaven, when you learn to bring your case before the very courts of heaven, then we can receive fully everything that Jesus died for. And in regards to healing, we can see our bodies healed. We can see the dilemmas that are affecting our lives be removed. We can see the breakthrough that Jesus desperately wants us to have.
Through Robert Henderson's brand new must-read book, you will identify hindering spirits, barriers, and legal rights that prevent healing. Learn four steps to break curses and strongholds that have given Satan destructive access to your health. Understand how to pray in a breakthrough dimension according to God's purposes. Find out how to deal with the enemy of your soul, the accuser of the brethren, every time you experience his attacks. Discover how to legally unlock divine destiny over your life and even your nation. Through his exclusive three-part audio CD curriculum, you will hear revelatory teaching, receive breakthrough prayers, and special impartation to help you personally encounter the Judge of Heaven, who wants to render healing on your behalf. Discover how to turn the legal processes of heaven against the accuser and gain your healing now.
It's time to have your inheritance. This is ours. Jesus paid the price, and I don't want to see the devil delay or prevent a healing in your life or a loved one's life.
Don't miss out on getting Robert Henderson's brand new book and exclusive three-part audio CD teaching, Receiving Healing from the Courts of Heaven, Removing Hindrances That Delay or Deny Healing. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9531. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9531 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, we're told in the Bible about the records, the books in heaven about us. One of the biggies that is recorded in those books is our unforgiveness. Comment on that.
Yes, I believe that there's a record in heaven about everything. And like, for instance, I was having to pray and ask the Lord, would any words that were being spoken against me, would those words be removed? Because I was sensing like there was delay in my life, and I felt like it was dealing with words hanging in the atmosphere that had been critical and judgmental toward me. And so as I did that, I suddenly was aware that a book was brought into the courts and examined concerning my behavior and what I had done, and it was revealed in the books that I was innocent of that which was I was being accused of, so that those accusations could be silenced and removed, so that they would not work against me. So I believe that there's everything in heaven.
But if there is a little bit of truth,
yes,
to the words, you want to repent of it.
We always repent. We always repent and ask for the blood to speak, because the truth is, I don't have to justify myself. In fact, I can't justify myself. The only thing that justifies me is the blood of Jesus and what he has done for me.
Give me a quick example about unforgiveness.
I was praying for a lady, and we were doing a healing service. We would have 3 days of healing. The first night she comes, she tells me she's completely deaf in her right ear. And so I pray. I mean, I pray the best prayer I can pray, and nothing happens. The woman is still deaf after several minutes and efforts of praying. And so I finally look at her and just say, okay, it's the first night. Just keep believing. I mean, it's what do you do during those times? So she goes back. The second night, I don't see her. The third night, she comes up to me, and she says to me, she said, God spoke to me and said that if I will forgive my parents, that he would open my ear. And I said, well, have you done that? And she said, no, would you help me? So I led her in a very simple prayer of forgiving her parents. I stuck my finger in her ears, prayed the same prayer I'd prayed the two nights before. And when I did, she began to cry out, hot oil, hot oil. There's hot oil going into my ear. And her ear that had been closed for years, even decades, was instantly open because she dealt with the unforgiveness that was in her heart toward her parents.
Okay, a biggie. What about a husband that has unforgiveness for his wife or a wife that has unforgiveness for her husband? Give me an example.
Yeah, I mean, those things, any realm of unforgiveness, but the Bible says that our prayers are hindered in 1 Peter chapter 3. It says that if we're not living in harmony with each other as husband and wife, the Scripture says that our prayers are hindered. In other words, are not going to be effective. It gives the enemy a legal right to resist those prayers. See, people think, well, God's mad at me. No, it has nothing to do with God being mad. God is not angry with us. God hasn't been angry with us since before the cross. See, God is not angry. It is that the enemy has something legal that he's resisting us with. So if I've got bitterness or against my wife or she's got bitterness against me, we have to repent of those things, move them out of the way so that the legal right of the enemy to resist the breakthrough and the healing is stopped.
Give me an example. You were talking earlier about a lady in a wheelchair.
Oh, yes. The lady in the wheelchair that came in on a Wednesday night services when I was leading a work, that she was rolled down front, and as she was rolled down front, I knew she was there to be healed. The Lord said to me, I'm going to do for her what I did for the man let down through the roof whenever they tore the roof off and let the man down. Well, I didn't want to have to go through the process. I thought this could take forever. This could take forever. I don't want, I mean, we could get it. We could get all sorts of things. And so I just thought, well, I'll just pray for her. So I prayed for her and I said, well, come on, let's stand up out of the wheelchair. And I began to try to help her out of the wheelchair. And she got about that high up out of it and began to scream in pain. And I realized nothing's happened here. So I let her back down and I looked at her and I said, ma'am, I said, is there anything in your life that would you would think God would be displeased with? That's all I said. And she said, yes, there is. She said, my husband left me 25 years ago with five children to raise by myself, and I'm still mad about it today. And when she said that, I looked at her and I said, well, what he did was wrong. Absolutely, but it is your anger and your bitterness and your unforgiveness toward him that has you in this wheelchair. And if you will forgive him, the healing power of God will touch you. I led her in a prayer. She forgave her husband with tears streaming down her cheeks. The last time I saw her, she was pushing the wheelchair out the back of the church because God had completely healed her because the legal right connected to unforgiveness was removed.
Robert, you're so strong. You command people not to tolerate sickness. Would you do that now?
Okay, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the spirit that would cause us to tolerate sickness and disease when you died to set us free. And actually, your death on the cross declared sickness and disease illegal. It no longer has a legal right to operate against us. And I say that we no longer tolerate it or let it operate. We, with aggression, receive the fullness of everything Jesus died for. In Jesus' name, amen.
Take us to heaven and pray a quick prayer with
Amen.
Us.
Amen. So, Father, even as we just come before you again into the courts of heaven, thank you that that is open and accessible. Lord, I thank you right now in regards to unforgiveness or any other legal issue. We ask for the blood to speak for us. Just ask him right now. Just say, Lord, let your blood speak
Lord,
for me.
Let your blood speak
according to your word, that every right against me, every legal issue against me is now removed and revoked. Lord, I thank you for that. Lord, even as the blood is speaking, I'm reminded of Leviticus 14, that the blood was applied and then the anointing oil was put on top of the blood. I say that the anointing oil now comes and touches that which the blood has cleansed. And I say that even as that happens right now, healing flows out of the anointing of God. Sickness and disease is broken because Jesus legally removed it. And any legal right the enemy is seeking to use is now revoked and removed. Thank you for that, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
And aren't you glad he said, it is finished.
I have been praying for my healing for so long now. I don't know why God hasn't answered my prayers.
I have been decreeing and declaring my healing, yet I feel as if my pleas for help are bouncing off the wall.
I've tried shouting out the promises of God for my healing, and I've rebuked the devil at the top of my lungs, but I still haven't received that healing.
Robert Henderson received a new download from the Lord on how you can receive that long-awaited healing. It's time to end the delay. Now, Robert wants to share these brand new supernatural keys so that Satan cannot stop you any longer from receiving your healing. Call now and get Robert Henderson's brand new book and exclusive three-part audio CD teaching, Receiving Healing from the Courts of Heaven, Removing Hindrances that Delay or Deny Healing. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9531.
When you learn to present your evidence in the courts of heaven, when you learn to bring your case before the very courts of heaven, then we can receive fully everything that Jesus died for. And in regards to healing, we can see our bodies healed. We can see the dilemmas that are affecting our lives be removed. We can see the breakthrough that Jesus desperately wants us to have.
Through Robert Henderson's brand new must-read book, you will identify hindering spirits, barriers, and legal rights that prevent healing. Learn 4 steps to break curses and strongholds that have given Satan destructive access to your health. Understand how to pray in a breakthrough dimension according to God's purposes. Find out how to deal with the enemy of your soul, the accuser of the brethren, every time you experience his attacks. Discover how to legally unlock divine destiny over your life and even your nation. Through his exclusive 3-part audio CD curriculum, you will hear revelatory teaching, receive breakthrough prayers, and special impartation to help you personally encounter the Judge of Heaven, who wants to render healing on your behalf. Discover how to turn the legal processes of heaven against the accuser and gain your healing now.
It's time to have your inheritance. This is ours. Jesus paid the price, and I'm not letting the devil delay or prevent a healing in my life, and I don't want to see the devil delay or prevent a healing in your life or a loved one's life.
Don't miss out on getting Robert Henderson's brand new book and exclusive 3-part audio CD teaching, Receiving Healing from the Courts of Heaven, Removing Hindrances that Delay or Deny Healing. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9531. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9531 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Julie Meyer. Are you using one of the most powerful weapons in your supernatural arsenal? Join me on It's Supernatural with Sid Roth as I teach how you can daily use this powerful weapon of breakthrough.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.